On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, how did you get your nickname?
Mum's the Word with Janelle Koenig.
And Pete Hellyer gives his tips for staying married.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for ABC Blind Style Up for Spring Sale.
Damien Martin, when he was last in, talked about his friend Turtle.
The Turtle.
I love that he's got a friend called Turtle.
He's a turtle because he's a big boy.
Apparently.
This is what Damien Martin had to say on the show.
My cousin's nickname is Turtle because he's a big fella and once he's on his back, he can't get up.
Okay.
That is so cool. What a great nickname. I thought it might have been a reference to, I don't know, a TV show character or something like
or
that.
Or you wear a skivvy or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, it sounds very Entourage, doesn't it, Turtle?
I would love to have a cool nickname. I mean, no one's ever, even with a name like Diktinsky, you'd think someone could throw something cool at you, but no one ever has.
Well, you've been DY and a few
others.
DY,
which yeah. I don't mind that.
That's
but
all right.
Of course, Mango, me mate Mango, that's the best one ever.
That's a beauty.
Oh, yeah, because Mango is actually self-appointed too, and normally nicknames don't stick when you give them to yourself.
Well, that's half true.
Okay.
Because he was called Mango when he lived in Thailand for 12 years because he loved mango smoothies.
Oh, right.
So his friends did call him Mamuan.
Oh.
But he added the Bang Mango Cools.
Oh, yes.
So it's a complicated one, that one.
It's a great rock star name, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, that was the whole dream.
I do love it when people have a nickname that has a story, though. I mean, I get caught out with my brother's name is Shaggy,
yes.
Right? We call him Shaggy. He's been called that most of his life.
Scraggy.
But people always think it's either because he was a player or because, you know, so he's had to explain it to people because they're like, why do people call you your brother Shaggy?
Right.
Because, you know.
So it's not Scooby-Doo
if he's getting around or Scooby-Doo. No, yep. His was just a nickname. It sounded like something else. So it wasn't even, you know, but I think I wanted one to have one of these stories behind it.
Yes.
Because Kimber was a name that always just stuck. Everyone went, you're Kimber and that's it.
Yeah.
I never got a nickname either.
Yeah. And there's a real Aussie thing of Davo and Watto and Claire'sy. I mean, please, can you come up with a better nickname than Claire'sy?
Well, and of course, you change over time. I mean, what does the toadfish do now?
From Toadie.
From Neighbours.
It's a middle-aged man trying to wear a suit.
Yeah, and he's really skinny. You can't, you know, it's hard.
What about, we used to have a friend, I feel bad about this. She had a very slim face. You know, like women, sort of like that lovely Jen Hawkins face where they're very slim on the sides.
Okay, yep.
Except we knew someone who used to call them cymbals because it looked like she'd been hit between two cymbals.
That's funny you say that. A new girl called Bee Sting.
Bee Sting?
She said her face looked like she'd been stung by a bee.
Oh.
The Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
With bird nose, polished sausage and bingo wings here.
We are talking nicknames. You need to tell us your nickname and we're going to try and tell you how you got it. Mike's given us a call from Belden. Mike, what's your nickname?
Pooch.
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 All right.
Okay.
Have you always got a wet nose?
No.
Okay.
What do you reckon, man?
Do you look sort of a puppy dog face?
No.
Sounds okay.
I'll give you a clue. I got it when I was an infant.
Oh, okay. Was it lots of sort of like saggy skin on your chin?
No.
How'd you get it, Mike?
Well, apparently my poos were so bad that they didn't want to nickname me Nasty Poo, so they made up Poochy Poo, alliteration sort of. So,
lovely.
So you became Pooch.
And then Pooch just stuck.
Yeah,
so,
It's pretty cute.
That is cute. We like that.
A bit random, but there you go.
Yeah, it would have been brilliant if we nailed that one.
Thanks, Mike.
Good on you, Mike.
Oh, the Pooch.
In
Love
South
it.
Lake. G'day, Anthony. What's the nickname?
Yeah, I've had a few, but the main one's the Fridge.
The Fridge. Okay, I'm assuming, is it because you're a big bloke?
It's a bit of both, but the main reason is when I was playing local basketball league for the for Spearwood Hawks and then got drafted to the Cougars, because my surname's Chiller, they call me the Fridge.
Makes sense, of course.
That's great.
Yes.
And, yeah, cool.
I've been called Donkey Kong and a few others, but
anyway. Leaving that one alone.
You're pretty cool with the 3-point line. Good on you, Anthony. Well done. Let's go to Willigie. G'day, Bree.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Bree, what's your nickname?
Knackers.
Oh, dear.
Knackers.
Yeah.
Oh. Is this based on you?
Like, nutsack knackers, not McDonald's.
So it's not just your surname?
Okay.
No.
Knackers.
Okay. Are you known as a strong woman, Bree?
I've been called sturdy, but that's not
sturdy.
The reason.
Mm-hmm. Have you been responsible for kicking a few blokes in the proverbials, in the plums?
Yes, but that's not the reason.
Oh, how did you get knackers, Bree?
So we were playing a bowling competition on Wii Sports.
Yes.
And we did like a family rivalry, but it was boys versus girls. And we were always outnumbered. There was more girls, less boys. So I got chucked on the boys' team.
Oh, like shirts and skins.
I made a joke about having more balls than all the guys on the team. So knackers just stuck.
Ah, fair enough.
So to speak.
I like
you
it.
You never thanks, know Bray. Where it's going to come from.
Hey, thanks, knackers. Have a great day.
No.
Let's go to Parkwood. Rob, what's your nickname?
Well, it wasn't my nickname. It was a name I gave to a friend.
Yeah, okay.
And I called him Village.
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 And the reason I called him Village because we had a players' trip away and we went to Bali and his wife just had a baby and he got the baby bonus and he spent it on all the baby bonus on DVDs and games and everything else. So I thought I'd call him Village. And when he said why, I said, because somewhere out there there's a village that's got an idiot and you're it.
Village idiot. Good on you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Excellent.
No problem.
There's Robert Parkwood.
Excellent.
Didn't get
stuff.
To play with him, but never mind. It was
no,
all good.
And thanks to Mossy and Princey and Huggies and Chook and all the people who called
hey,
up.
Can I just.
One there we can't say.
I'm giving it to Pooch, to Mike.
Yeah.
Not just because it's a cute nickname, but anyone that can throw alliteration into a breakfast
right.
morning call can gets the prize as far as I'm concerned.
A bit of intelligence here.
There we go.
Yeah, that's rare on this show.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Mum is the word.
The word is the word that you heard.
Here she is, the amazing Janelle Koenig.
Hello. Like a magician, a sideshow magician.
Yes.
The amazing, the quite ordinary.
Oh, you can saw me in half any time
yeah, just
you want.
Don't make us disappear.
Who could? Who could? Now, sometimes I feel like I come in here and go, look at me, I'm the most amazing mum in the world.
Yeah. And it's on yourself.
Yeah, but I would just
I'm like, you only made a couple of jellies, it's all right.
Okay. But I do want to formally announce that there is one area where I'm absolutely consciously lacking in my parenting.
Okay.
My two girls.
Yep.
And that is the great outdoors.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I am 100% an indoorsy type.
Good morning, campers.
Yuck. I don't do bugs. I don't like the sun particularly.
Right.
I've got the skin the colour of frozen milk. I don't do the sun. I don't care to walk anywhere, inside a shopping centre's okay, but I'm consciously lacking in that area.
Right.
I feel like my kids are missing out because we have bikes.
Mm.
I've never sat my bum on mine, but I have a bike. But those families that go on hikes and that you see them ride along the Swan, that's not us.
Okay,
and it's not the kids, it's me.
Okay,
but are they happy?
Sure, they've got iPads.
Yeah,
and I said on Sunday, for a really unusual occasion, we had Sunday free, the four of us, and we said, I know what we'll do. We'll go to the dog beach.
Okay.
Now, also, that parenting goes to the dogs as well. They've never been to the beach. They've never been to the beach.
Oh, dear.
And I thought that'd be fun. It'll be an experience. It's outside. It doesn't cost any money. It does. $65 for lunch. But anyway, we $65 at a cafe.
Yeah.
So we went to the beach. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen what a grateful dog looks like, but their faces, first they were confused because they'd never felt sand.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then their faces were just so grateful. They kept running up and down and coming back and just looking at us with such gratitude. But Sunday, if you'll recall, wasn't really hot. It was like 23.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I had said, girls, I'm just putting you in shorts. You're not going in.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, that was a mistake because they went in.
They
went in shorts, in their clothes, in their undies. They were soaked. They were soaked. The dogs were soaked. It was, and because one of my dogs is a dachshund, and there were a remarkable amount of dachshunds on the beach, which was delightful because there was another level of gratitude on his face because he finally had a butt at the appropriate height for sniffing.
Oh, yes, of course.
And we all love that.
Here, and he realised he wasn't weird.
Yeah. He's weird. Anyway, so that was our day at the beach, and the day that was meant to be, exploratory and fun and outdoorsy.
You in the sun for a change.
I looked like I was covered. I look like a ninja. I realised that I came home and went, I know why I don't like that. Because it's messy, it's wet, and I had to wash the sand out of four cracks.
True. Janelle Koenig on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
One of the funniest blokes on the planet is our world is going to be back on Channel 10 tonight from 9 p.m. along with Lisa McCune. It's How to Stay Married. Pete Hallier, good morning and welcome.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're very well. But, you know, Pete, our demographic, our listeners for Mix 94.5 are quite often married, long-term married people, and we thought a first look at how to stay married, we thought we'd turn to you. You clearly would have all the answers on this, right? And how long have you been married?
15 years.
Oh.
15 years in a couple of weeks, actually. Fingers crossed, touch wood, we get the 15 years. The next couple of weeks could be interesting, especially when How to Stay Married goes to air. Wife hasn't seen it yet. 15 years. So, I reckon about two to go.
Mate, Lisa McCune went to my old high school, Greenwood, a little bit after me. But she sort of can do it all, can't she?
Oh, she's amazing. So this is a spin-off from a series we did on the ABC called It's a Date. And that was an anthology about dating. So that was, we did one episode with Lisa and myself as these characters. And we just loved it so much that Channel 10 wanted to do a series about them. So we knew these characters a little bit and we knew how funny Lisa was in that role. And it's something, if you haven't seen that episode, you wouldn't know that Lisa McCune is great at comedy. You know, we know her. She's the darling of Australian TV for so long with Blue Heelers, et cetera. And this is a real opportunity to see Lisa McCune like you've never seen her before. And I know that seems it's a cliche to say that, but it's honestly, she's amazing.
Well, Pete, my friends have got a couple of rules in their marriage. One thing they do is they've got no screen time together, so they're not allowed to jump on their phones or iPads or anything while they're in each other's presence. They've only got 10 minutes to do it at night in bed. They're allowed to look at their phones. Yep. And then the last one to get off the phone has to make coffee for the other in the morning. Now, it's quite strict, a bit too ruley for me. But have you got rules in your marriage to keep it going?
Screen time is a big one, and it's interesting because sometimes we see it as a problem with the kids, and it's just as much the adults, absolutely. And we had a situation about a year ago where New Year's Eve, our resolution was to have less screen time, and we did that. We committed to it. We went on holidays the following week, went to Hawaii, woke up one morning, the kids were still asleep. My wife said, let's go for a nice romantic stroll along the beach. I said, sure. Went to grab my phone. It was charging. I was like, no, don't. This is the whole point. You got to leave your phone at home. Just leave it here in the hotel room. What's the worst thing that could happen? And the worst thing that could happen, guys, is that I miss a text message saying that there is a missile coming in from North Korea.
Yeah.
That's about to end everybody's lives. We were walking along a beach having a beautiful stroll, and in hindsight, I have to say, a pretty bloody empty beach. there were parents and people in stairwells back at the hotel crying, calling loved ones, people in the street throwing kids down manholes.
Unbelievable.
So it was quite an unbelievable thing. But we do, funnily enough, Sunday, I took Twitter off my phone because my wife was like, you're becoming too engaged with your phone, you know. So I took Twitter was the one that I found I was on the most.
Yep.
So I took it off my phone and I only kind of engaged with it on my laptop. So it's made a big difference, even mentally, to be honest.
Okay, so no screen time and don't root other people. And other than that, you're away.
That's pretty much
okay,
it.
Cool.
Avoid anywhere in arm's distance of North Korea, to be honest.
Probably make it into 15 years.
I don't know why everyone's making out like this is such a big deal.
It sounds easy.
Sounds easy. There is a whole episode where we enforce a screen ban. Obviously things go pear-shaped, but it's a fun episode.
Of course, the problem with limiting screen time is you might find out that you really do hate each other.
Ooh, yeah. You do have to engage with each other, and that can be tricky, absolutely. Yeah.
Can you not do it before the 15th anniversary, mate? Because we'll feel guilty. All right, well, I'm going to test you out, then I'm going to send you a direct tweet to see what comes back.
Okay, done.
Thanks,
good
mate.
On you, buddy.
Good on you, guys.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Of course, we're doing it here with ABC Blinds this morning. Of course, our buddies at ABC Blinds, part of the show, style up for spring sale for a free measure and quote. Head to abcblinds.com.au.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the
everyone's
occasional
here.
Bizarre twist.
Flat, flat.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Belinda missed.
You're in. look, guys, Now, Matt, I know that you're a bit of a specialist when it comes to delights with toppings, and I speak of the beloved pizza, mate.
Yes, well, I am, according to my lovely partner. She rates my toppings very high. I don't make my own dough.
Okay, no, that's all right.
The way I do my topping, I'm pretty sure it's what's keeping us together.
Really? Pizza. Yeah. Pizza's the key to love.
Yeah, it's the way I let it all sort of interact within the olive oil.
Ooh,
before
love based
I put
cheese.
It on.
Oh,
yeah, yum. Yeah, love that. Yeah. Well, this is timely, mate, because fast food giant Domino's Pizza has announced plans to launch a dating app that will match pizza lovers according to their favourite toppings.
That's genius. Well, I can tell you from personal experience it works.
That is absolute gold.
Yes.
The executives have come out and said this is our new dating app that kicked off in the Netherlands. And at the company's general meeting in Brisbane, they said, well, you can simply swipe your favourite pizza and the Domino's dating app will connect you to other pizza lovers, find a match. Do you get concerned about the person who's got too many anchovies, though?
Well no, because
you'd have them on yours as well.
Yes.
It's matchy-matchy.
I think this is genius because on those dating websites, there's far too many boxes to tick.
Yeah, you want it simple. Just
you want
pizza.
It really simple.
You know,
Capricciosa? Yeah, we're on.
Got something in common straight away.
Absolutely.
Well, this sort of concerns me, though, because I think you could date anyone over pizza. Like, pizza's such a good, generic, easy food. It's such a, you know, I feel like if you're having pizza, you're usually casual, hanging out. I feel like you could date anyone. It would take probably a couple of weeks in before you realise it needs more than that.
If you and I went on a date, right, a pizza date, what is the one I know that you don't eat meat, so let's not go
down
that road.
That's the main thing. Most guys would never have gone on a date with me because they're like, you're vegetarian.
Yeah, right.
But here's the benefit to it. Right. It means you both get to order your own pizza so you don't have to share.
Ah.
Oh.
So if you're sick of sharing with your girlfriend, get yourself a vegetarian because then they have to get their own and you've got your own.
Because let's be honest.
Captain Paul likes the sound of that.
We just said pizza and he woke up.
Yeah.
But meat lovers with a whole lot of barbecue. It's such a blokey thing, really, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, is that what you do? Yeah. Is that the go-to?
Oh, no, I can go there, but it's nice to have a little bit of variety. It's a bit like a relationship.
Yeah.
It is. And I noticed that Domino's have launched their 30-inch pizza called the Big One. So if anyone's swiping that one, I'm out. But, you know, good luck to you, both of you. I hope you're very happy.
I might come up with a small one.
No, medium.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Kimber, jump.
I'm jumping.
Jumping.
Well, actually, my jumping's not too bad today. I did go to my HBF fitness training again last night.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Well, you know, Mix 94.5 partnered up with HBF Fitness and said, go along to these classes. 8 weeks of free fitness classes.
So what's that, your
third week?
Session, yeah.
Third week, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't want to go.
No.
Right.
Okay, last night.
Oh, you're in that zone, were you?
I don't know. I just felt a little bit tender. My body felt really heavy. You know when you're going, I just didn't have it in me, and I went, I have to go.
What's up, bud?
Love me tender?
I had a commitment, and I had to be there, and I did it. And I actually feel really good that I did go. It was way more running than I was hoping for.
They're the best workouts, though, aren't they? When you don't really want to go, and then you get to the end, you go, I did it.
Yes.
Yeah, because I did force myself, and I know sometimes in your exercise journey, you kind of don't want to, you have those moments. And you do have to force yourself. But,
mental battle with your own brain.
Yeah, and I did feel good afterwards. And no kidding, I know I've only done 3 sessions, right? I get it. But I have been doing a bit more stretching and stuff during the week and a bit more just because I think I'm naturally more active because I'm more aware of it.
Yeah, of course. Sure.
But I looked in the mirror last night and I think I actually started to like maybe firm up my arms a bit.
Hello.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of push-ups and a lot of those sorts of things, but I'm starting because, you know, I've got the bingo wings. I think they're just hereditary. I've had bingo wings since I was about 9, I reckon. But they're starting to tone up a bit.
You're not hitting the roids, are you?
I'm not hitting the roids. All right. I'm not. And this morning, this is a little testament to how strong I must have gotten.
Well, here we go.
This morning is bin day and the bins get cleaned out before I get back home.
Sure.
And I forgot to put the bin out last night.
Right.
But this morning I thought I'm going to wake my neighbours if I do this at 4:30 in the morning and I don't want to be that guy. Yeah. That's rude, right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
You know what I did?
You carried them.
I lifted the bin and I carried the
You're
bin
joking.
To the verge.
What, not even on, you didn't even do the one back wheel.
I carried it to the verge.
Wow.
Only the red one. So it's slightly smaller than the big recycling bin.
Still.
But I carried the bin to the Verge and then got in the car and came to work.
Bloody hell.
I know.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe the fitness thing's working out.
Did you film that for your blog?
No, but I do have to keep the
blog. Because I'd love to see you engaging the core at 4 a.m.
Actually, the blog that I'm the blog that I'm writing today is about the fear of a small blue cone.
You know,
you turn up to a field and you see a cone in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Especially if it's a long way away.
How can something like that?
It's not always a bad thing.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Have you been signed up by an AFLW side?
No, not yet.
Right, there's a fair chance.
I've still got to learn all those rules, though.
Oh, yeah,
but look, if you're with HBF, these fitness classes are free, so just turn up. It doesn't matter that we've already started because you can start at different levels.
Sure.
And they're really fun and easy. So, yeah, register at hbffitness.com.au and you can follow my blog at mix.com.au.
A small question here. Are you doing any work on your legs? Because you were suffering going up the stairs a minute ago to get coffee.
I know. That's because I did too much running last night.
Is that right? Okay.
Mate, she may have bingo wings, but she has legs 11. It's all good.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a winner on bingo night.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Been in WA 6 times now this year, the Federal Opposition Leader, Bill Shorten. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, I'm back.
And you chose to come on Blue Light Thursday. Have you got a Blue Light disco memory you want to share with us? Did you ever go to them?
Oh, my goodness me. The cringe factor. I try and suppress the memories of my fashion sense at these things, but there is nothing wrong, is there, with wearing corduroy pants and a skivvy, is there?
Oh, dear.
There's everything wrong with that. Everything.
All right. Well, you might have been cool, kids. I, on the other hand, fulfilled my nerddom by running for Prime Minister.
No, we used to wear those hypercolour shirts that show where you sweat. I don't know who thought they were groovy. But
there's nothing wrong with those. But remember the Golden Breed wind sheeters?
They were cool.
Yeah. I always wanted one.
I'm Googling what that is right now.
Yeah, no, they were cool. If you're hanging out down at the car park down at Scarborough Beach. Hey, Bill, you mentioned you running for Prime Minister. Someone who wanted to be, his name's Mark Latham. One Nation, our Premier, has come out and said he's a national disgrace. You got to. What do you think about this latest move?
Listen, I don't understand him anymore. The Labor Party showed a lot of trust in him. He's let them down. I made a rule that not to talk about people I don't want to talk. If I can't say something nice about him, I won't say anything nice. I won't say anything at all.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, wow. Move right along.
Moving right along.
A new era in politics.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It will be interesting.
You were in Forestfield, was it last night, with one of your town hall meetings, your 74th. What did you tell the good people of Forestfield?
Well, I was there to listen. What I do is I travel around Australia and we advertise that I'm coming along and I just listen to people. It's a bit out of, I know American style politics is sometimes leaves you shaking your head, but one thing I always think is good is when you see candidates and people getting out and listening to the people. So we robocall a suburb, we put some leaflets out and I go along, we get 300 people. I'm doing another one tonight. In the seat of Pierce, we got 350, 400 people coming. There were 350 people last night. So people raise issues. What I do is they ask 4 or 5 people at a time can ask a question or tell me a view. And a lot of good and important issues were raised last night. People were raising everything from medicinal cannabis. The anti-fracking protesters were there. But I let everyone into the meeting. There's no point in trying to keep people out. Bring them in, hear what they've got to say. There were people raising issues around pension adequacy. And one gentleman raised an issue, his daughter had an eating disorder. Will we provide Medicare rebates for people who are living with an eating disorder? So it was pretty interesting, really. A whole range of issues get
diverse,
raised.
Isn't it?
Well, and good that you can do that now. I mean, I would assume, obviously, if you were to become Prime Minister, you won't have the time to be able to hold those meetings in same thing. So maybe you're set up to go in.
Well, here's a world announcement on the media breaking on Mix 94.5.
Oh, hang on. Are we listening? Everyone get this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my intention is as Prime Minister to keep doing it, listening to people, town halls. Yeah, you obviously can't do it all the time, but I think it is important that people feel they have direct access to their political representatives, not just to hear speeches from their political representatives, but to have their political representatives listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we're going to... People think that the current politics in Australia is a bit of a shambles.
Mm.
They think everyone's in it for themselves.
Yep.
They look at the instability. They just want people to stick to their day job and stop worrying about, you know, who's got what job. So I think it is important. It keeps your feet on the ground. It keeps it real.
Mm.
So I'll keep doing it.
Okay.
Now, we know that the the ideas around negative gearing and whatnot are quite contentious for people, but I personally believe that the property market is one of the great dividers in our community. How are you going to deal with that? I mean, how are people going to afford to buy homes, and how are you going to placate people who have investment properties?
Well, currently, my aim is to keep alive the Australian dream that people can buy a house to live in. You know, I think that's part of the great Australian dream. But it's under pressure. We've seen in some of our big cities, prices move to nosebleed levels. And one of the challenges, it's only one of the causes, but it's currently legal in Australia for you to invest in a property and indeed multiple properties.
Yep.
And if you are making a loss on your investment, you can offset the income you're losing on your investment against your income tax, for example. So what that effectively means, cut out of the jargon, is that some people are able to get a tax subsidy for investing in lots of properties. But the problem with that is that a lot of other people can't get into the housing market. Now, what we've said is this is the law as it is. So anyone who's currently negatively geared, anyone who has an investment property and is claiming tax back on it, that'll still be the case under a Labor government. What we're saying prospectively, we're putting people on notice, is it's been a scheme which we think is no longer sustainable for existing housing. So if we get elected in the future, for people in the future buying an investment property, they can. But they're not going to get subsidised by the taxpayer at the detriment of first home buyers.
That's a line in the sand.
So anyone should realise the government's trying to scare everyone and say it's the end of Western civilisation.
Well, that's the headline in the West today.
I'm surprised they didn't accuse Labor of saying the chickens won't lay eggs and the curtains will fade.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
We will keep the existing law for anyone who's currently an investor. But what we are saying is if I've got to make a choice between funding schools and aged care, hospitals, getting the national debt down, or providing a tax subsidy for property investors buying their sixth property, well, it's just we've got to step up and make a more sustainable Australia.
I've never heard an economist that hasn't said that it's a good idea to deal with this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Everyone knows it's not sustainable.
No.
You can't keep – it's a bit like letting multinationals at another level get away with not paying proper tax in Australia.
Yeah.
If you're currently negatively geared, good luck to you. That's the law. We're not changing the rules.
Yep.
But go and in the future, if you want to buy a off-the-plan house or a new house which hasn't been built, you still can negatively gear. So we want to keep the job incentives and building new houses.
Sure.
But can this nation keep affording to give a tax subsidy purely on the basis that some people can claim it rather than making sure our 3- and 4-year-olds get kindy or that our people in aged care are getting dignified and proper aged care treatment?
Yeah, quick look at the paper. It looks negative, but there's a very handsome photo there, Bill. Normally they will come up with a frowning shot of you, but that might have been, I don't know, were you at Cup Day or something?
It could look like it was Cup Day.
But if you do dig deeper into the paper, before we wrap up, you've got an announcement to make with the Premier today.
Yes, Bentley Aged and Rehab Hospital. If we're elected, we're going to put $11 million into helping refurbish it and upgrade it. Having quality rehab is important. Anyone who's had a parent in aged care or rehab knows that quality care is very important. This is actually why people pay their taxes, for the smart, judicious use of scarce and important dollars to make sure that when you're sick, you get the support you need. I've got a very simple political philosophy. Two most important things in life are your family and your health care. If they're working, then everything else is working. And so for me, that's my priority, to make sure you get the support when you need it or when you've got a family member who needs it.
And Mark McGowan, you can take the afternoon off because Bill's already covered it off with
us. Done it.
No speech needed. don't worry about it.
Hey, good to see you, Bill. We'll see you at a town hall in that blue light disco outfit of yours very soon.
Yeah, but I won't be wearing a skivvy.
Skivvy!
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. The
juice. Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Well, that was a conveniently placed song because Kylie Minogue has today announced that she will bring her golden tour to Australia in March next year.
Excellent.
14 studio albums, 30 years in the biz, 16 arias. Kylie's going to be performing in Perth for A Day on the Green at Sir James Mitchell Park.
Oh, okay. Great venue.
Yeah, wonderful venue. Mm. We went and saw Sting and Paul Simon there. Loved it.
Where is that?
on South Perth foreshore.
Oh, okay.
You know that huge oval there?
Yeah, just a little bit further on from where are the restaurants and that coffee strip.
Yeah, Sir James Mitchell Park, Saturday the 9th of March, presented by Mix 94.5. So Kylie will be doing all her hits in this new golden album as well. And the supporting acts are Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters.
Oh, wow. Great voice.
I know. And great band.
Oh, yeah.
And also Australian singer-songwriter Hatchie. The tickets for the show go on sale Monday, November 19 from Ticketmaster. And you can get all the info on the gig on our Facebook page and any other gigs too on the music page at mix.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Looking forward to seeing Kylie. Now, Oscar winner actress Emma Thompson has received her damehood at Buckingham Palace yesterday, and the public are loving it. Thompson received the accolade for her services to drama, but it's more about the way in which the honour was received. And she's known the family for a long time. She's known Prince William and Prince Harry for ages, and she's friends with their father.
Yep.
And so actually when Prince William knighted or, you know, damed her, she said, "Could I have a kiss? Like, can I kiss you?" And he said, "No."
No.
He's like, "You can't do that here.
That protocol."
There'll be another time to do that. But Dame Thompson wore an emerald Stella McCartney suit with sneakers on her feet, and she also sported a Fawcett Society equal pay badge.
She's cool.
Yeah,
she's
people,
very cool. She's funny. Yeah.
It is cool. And Thompson said, I'm very outspoken politically. I'm a card-carrying feminist, a human rights advocate, and it's so good for them because the establishment need more people who can speak up for those things.
Yeah, and a bloody good actor.
Yeah exactly. And she told late night host Seth Meyers that her powers have now heightened.
I've become much more commanding since it happened.
Yes.
So that little bow in that clip, you know, I've got everyone in the family doing that now.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've also had every seat I sit on just slightly made slightly taller.
Just
you know,
small elevation.
It's subtle.
Yes.
It's subtle.
Oh, there you go, Emma Thompson. Dame Emma Thompson, sorry.
Dame Emma Thompson.
Yeah. And superstar Bill Murray is in P-Town. I mean, he's had his show last night here in Perth at the Riverside Theatre with German cellist Jan Vogler. And there's a great photo of the two of them on page 2 or 3 of the paper today where they went to Rottnest to get a pic with the Quokkas,
as you do.
Although Bill Murray must have missed the memo because he told people that they were there on the hunt for crackers.
And he wants to find a guy he rode around Bali with like 40 years ago?
Yeah, 38 years ago he was in Bali and he met a dude from Perth and they drank a few warm beers and he said, "Oh, hopefully I can find that guy." And if we drink some warm beers with ice, we'll know that we're the same guys
same
again.
Dude. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and he had dinner at Long Chim on Tuesday night too. So,
as you do.
Such a big star to have here in Perth.
Bill Murray, brilliant.
That's your daily juice. Nice.
Oh, just before we go, Michael Douglas, after 50-odd years in the business, has finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Finally.
Oh, wow.
How
That's
good is that?
Taken a while.
Michael Douglas, I've been reading his autobiography lately and talks about how hard it was to overcome the fact that his dad, Kirk Douglas, he was Spartacus, man.
Yes, he was.
How do you beat that when you're in the same game?
But I was Spartacus.
You were Spartacus as well. Yeah. So, no, I'm Spartacus. 1960 was that movie, and his old man Kirk was there at the photo shoot, which was brilliant.
Great.
It's amazing.
He's 101 years of age.
Is he?
Yeah.
Spartacus lives.
Legend.
Like when you're looking at him himself, you're like, he is really old next to them. It's incredible.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's Hits From Your Hood.
Hey, we're on the eve of another Matt's Hits From Your Hood.
We certainly are. It was a beautiful day yesterday and Dan the Internut and I drove down to Safety Bay to do a little bit of filming.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful.
Quick drive, not too far.
Not too far. Yeah. I mean, obviously it was out of peak hour, so, you know, the freeway was pretty easy to traverse.
You know, all my travels to Safety Bay, the people have always been friendly. Did you bump into some friendly locals?
Certainly did. Went to the Bent Chip.
Oh, yeah.
Where they do the chip buddy.
The $3 chip buddy.
Yep.
Yeah. Very nice people there. Did a silly little bit of filming there. And, fantastic. And we are ready to rock and roll. I had a wonderful time. Myself and Neil, the sound engineer and producer, Tom and Captain Paul, we went to meet the wonderful people at Vocal Evolution? Yeah. Vocal Evolution, who are a wonderful a cappella choir.
Oh, brilliant.
Who recently came second in the Nationals.
They're sort of those all-ages choirs, right?
Yeah.
One of those.
Absolutely. Right. And so I got their help for this song. And here's a little tease. It's only them.
This is all we're getting, right?
I love the bay.
beautiful.
Cool. I Love the Bay.
Yeah. I still don't know what song that is.
No, good. That's the whole point.
I did throw in a guess at you, but I won't say any more.
Okay. Mm.
Mm. Okay, but this is all going to drop tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
Yeah. Okay, the, excellent.
All will be revealed.
Beautiful thing about a choir, you don't see so many people together with their mouths open so wide. They know how to sing.
They certainly
so
do.
So passionate about it.
Yeah, okay. They were wonderful. The Big Breakfast with Clarzy,
Matt and Kimber. Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Here we go.
Yeah, girlfriend problems again.
No.
No, mate.
Yeah, it just keeps going, doesn't it? So my girlfriend told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to put my foot down.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for ABC Blind Style Up for Spring Sale. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.